Mrs. Wutsit's unoiled, door-hinged voice was warm with affection and pride. Charles Wallace knows that it's far more than just the life of his father. Charles Wallace knows what's at stake. But remember, Mrs. Hu said, I obtonu then panda del pisin rayon. Euripides, nothing is hopeless. We must hope for everything. Where are we now, and how did we get here? Calvin asked. Uriel, the third planet of the star Malak in the spiral nebula Messier 101. This I'm supposed to believe? Calvin asked indignantly. As you like, Mrs. Witch said coldly. For some reason, Meg felt that Mrs. Witch, despite her looks and ephemeral broomstick, was someone in whom one could put complete trust. It doesn't seem any more peculiar than anything else that's happened. Well then, someone just tell me how we got here. Calvin's voice was still angry, and his freckles seemed to stand out on his face. Even traveling at the speed of light, it would take us years and years to get here. Oh, we don't travel at the speed of anything, Mrs. Wutsit explained earnestly. We tesser, or you might say we wrinkle. Clear as mud, Calvin said. Tesser, Meg thought. Could that have anything to do with Mother's Tesseract? She was about to ask, but Mrs. Witch started to speak, and one did not interrupt when Mrs. Witch was speaking. Mrs. Wutsit is young and naive. She keeps thinking she can explain things in words, Mrs. Hu said. Qui plus sait, plus sait. French, you know. The more a man knows, the less he talks. But she has to use words for Meg and Calvin, Charles reminded Mrs. Hu. If you brought them along, they have a right to know what's going on. Meg went up to Mrs. Witch. In the intensity of her question, she had forgotten all about the Tesseract. Is my father here? Mrs. Witch shook her head. Not here, Meg. Let Mrs. Wutsit explain. She is young, and the language of words is easier for her than it is for Mrs. Hu and me. We stopped here, Mrs. Wutsit explained, more or less to catch our breaths, and to give you a chance to know what you're up against. But what about Father, Meg asked? Is he all right? For the moment, love, yes. He's one of the reasons we're here. But you see, he's only one. Well, where is he? Please take me to him. We can't, not yet, Charles said. You have to be patient, Meg. But I'm not patient, Meg cried passionately. I've never been patient. Mrs. Hu's glasses shone at her gently. If you want to help your father, then you must learn patience. Vitam impendere vero. To stake one's life for the truth, that is what we must do. That is what your father is doing. Mrs. Wutsit nodded, her voice like Mrs. Hu's, very serious, very solemn. Then she smiled her radiant smile. Now, why don't you three children wander around and Charles can explain things a little? You're perfectly safe on Uriel. That's why we stopped here to rest. But aren't you coming with us? Meg asked fearfully. There was silence for a moment. Then Mrs. Witch raised her authoritative hand. Show them, she said to Mrs. Wutsit. And at something in her voice, Meg felt prickles of apprehension. Now? Mrs. Wutsit asked, her creaky voice rising to a squeak. Whatever it was Mrs. Witch wanted them to see, it was something that made Mrs. Wutsit uncomfortable, too. No, Mrs. Witch said. They may as well know. Should I change? Mrs. Wutsit asked. Better. I hope it won't upset the children too much, Mrs. Wutsit murmured as though to herself. Should I change too? Mrs. Hu asked. Oh, but I've had fun in these clothes. But I'll have to admit Mrs. Watson is the best at it. Das Werk lobt den Meister. German. The work proves the craftsman. Shall I transform now, too? Mrs. Switch shook her head. Not yet. Not here. You may wait.